Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Catherine, the White House is set to pause federal grants and loans starting Tuesday, and this is potentially going to impact a number of organizations that rely on financial funds from Washington to help out with certain initiatives. Just your thoughts overall in terms of the news with this policy going into effect.
Sure. So the Office of Management and Budget's temporary pause on all disbursements of federal loans and grant programs may have a wide-ranging impact on Feed Northwestern New York's ability to provide nutritious food and vital resources to the tens of thousands of Western New Yorkers who rely on our services. We're not fully aware at this point in time the extent of which it could impact our services at Feed Northwestern New York. We are working very closely with our federal lawmakers to understand the full impact of this temporary pause and how it would impact Feed Northwestern New York and, of course, our food insecure community members.
Do you know at this point whether or not there are certain programs that will be affected more than others with Feed More, or is that still just stuff you're trying to get answers from those that are in Washington that kind of help out with the organization?
Yeah, at this point in time, we're still working to determine clarity on some of those services that would be impacted. I will say that Feed More Western New York relies greatly on federal funding. In fact, annually, we rely on about $18 million in federal funding to provide nutritious food and vital services to our community members of all ages and backgrounds who struggle with food insecurity. And some of these programs include our USDA program, the USDA food that we're able to provide to those in need. We distribute about 4 million pounds of USDA food to our network of hunger relief partners on an annual basis. Of course, you know, our other programs that rely on federal funding include our Meals on Wheels services, that includes home delivered and community dining programs that offer prepared meals. So again, we are still working very closely with our federal lawmakers to determine if and what will be impacted, but it is very real to say that we rely greatly on federal funding, and any disruption to federal funding that we receive would impact the people we serve.
And are you, by chance, taking any enhanced initiatives to kind of get ahead of any potential issues that may arise? Is there anything that you're already thinking of at the top of your head to try to alter this or that in order to ensure that those programs still get the necessary attention that it needs?
So certainly any delay or disruption to, say, our deliveries of the nutritious food that we use to from the USDA to distribute to those in need would need to be made up for in other ways. So certainly that is something we would be investigating and, you know, calling on our community partners to assist with. However, you know, again, we're still unclear at this point in time, but yes, we do rely on about 30% of the food we distribute through our food bank distribution network is USDA products. So that is just one example of the ways we do rely on federal support to continue our vital programs and services that fight hunger.
Very good. Catherine, anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
Well, we're really grateful for the continued support of Western New York. It is a wonderful community, and we're grateful that our community members continue to work with Feed More Western New York to continue our mission of serving our community members of all ages, providing them with nutritious food and support so we can offer them dignity, hope, and brighter futures.